اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. According to one of narration, it's birthday of Imam Ali ibn al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. Please say another salawat. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in wa huwa al-mu'in wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Salawat. قال مولانا علي الهادي النقي عليه الصلاة والسلام من اتقى الله يتقى ومن أطاع الله يطاع ومن أطاع الخالق لم يبال سخط المخلوق ومن أسخط الخالق فليقن أن يحل به سخط المخلوقين. Very interesting hadith, and there are a few principles that have been said. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, sometimes they say some facts, and some of the principles that can be true everywhere, so that wherever you apply, the result is going to be there. So sometimes if hadith is that kind of hadith, that means that it's like 2 multiply 2, 4. It's a math that if you apply that, if it's a principle, if you put that in practice in your life, the result is going to be there. And this hadith is also kind of hadith that says two most important principles of our life. One of the principles that Imam has said, he said, "Man ittaqa Allaha yuttaqa." If anybody practices piety and fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be feared. If anybody guards himself, he will be guarded. If anybody regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be regarded as well. مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهَ يُتَّقَى. There can be certain meanings of taqwa. One of the meanings of taqwa, guarding ourselves, that means a kind of protection for ourselves, that we can refrain from any type of the disobedience and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we guard ourselves, there is a result for that, yuttaqa. That person will be guarded, that person will be protected. But if we say one of the meanings, that having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His wrath, from chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if somebody fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a result for that. He will be feared. The people will guard him. He will be regarded within the people. He will be honored within the people. Honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means honoring ourselves. Practicing piety has a benefit in our life. Sometimes somebody may think that, if I practice piety, then I will be isolated from the society, and I will have no room in the society. But you can see personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because they were pious people in the world, they were the people, infallible people. That is why in all the communities, from last centuries, they are being guarded within mu'mineen. They are in the hearts of mu'mineen. They are being honored. They are being followed. They have become as an example for the communities. Let's say today, for example, if we look at the personality of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, for the soul of Imam, please recite salawat. He became so honored in his life. When he started practicing piety, he became pious. At that time, he became example for the communities. He was the one who was the most regarded personality in this world. After Aimma alayhi salam, You can just imagine that what kind of the mystery Imam Khomeini had, that by just saying few words, everybody is going to follow. And the enemies of Islam, they become conscious. They were just looking when he's going to give a statement. When he wanted to speak at that time, all the cameras of the world, they were around, what he's going to say now. And when he wanted to sit at that time, people, they would cry for him. Before he speaks anything, before he says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he was one that people will cry just by looking at him. He was the one who used to give short statements, but those short statements were so effective. So many other scholars, they give longer speeches, but there's no benefit for that. But because he became pious, his piety was affecting. That is because he had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. That is why he became a muttaqi, وَمَنْ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ يُتَّقَى. Second principle that Imam said, he said, مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ يُطَاعَ. Obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeying Allah, what is it going to be benefit of that? Many people, you know, sometimes think, why people they don't listen to me? Why the people they don't obey me? What is the reason? I've not been obeyed. People don't want to obey me. So everybody likes to be leader, unfortunately, in our communities. Everybody likes to be leader, right? They would say that too many Indians, but no chief, right? It's like we, in communities, if we like to be obeyed, then there is a secret in that. You obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be in the position that people also are going to be obeying us. Man ata'a Allah yuta'a. First, you should become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit yourself before Allah. Be muti. As much as you become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make the people, hearts of people, submissive for you. So this is second principle. Man ata'a Allah yuta'a. Then Imam said, وَمَنْ أَطَاعَ الْخَالِقِ لَمْ يُبَالِ سَخَطَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. If somebody obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not having concern that if people are going to be angry. So let the people be angry. What's wrong with that? If we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let people be angry. No problem. If anybody wants to be angry because I'm following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let them be angry. What's going to happen? Everybody's going to leave. Right? So if everybody leaves, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts me, then we should think that we are sufficient. Allah is sufficient for us. Because He is the one we need to trust on. We need to depend on. We should not depend on the people. You cannot please everybody, but we can please one. You cannot please everybody. Sometimes we start thinking, oh, people are going to be angry. People are not going to like it. So if people is your concern, then you may leave path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran it's been said, if you are going to have concern that you follow aksariyat, majority, then this majority is going to deceive you. It is going to take you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times majorities are wrong. Today we are in these countries, we can see there are majorities, but they're wrong. Majority can be wrong. All the time majority is not right. Not necessarily. But path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always right. لَمْ يُبَالِ سَخَطَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ وَمَنْ أَسْخَطَ الْخَالِقِ. But opposite side. If you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry, man أَسْخَطَ الْخَالِقِ فَلْيَيْقِنْ أَنْ يَحِلَّ بِهِ سَخَطَ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ. If you make Him angry, if you make Allah angry, you must understand that anger of people are going to be followed. It's going to be following that. Because people are also going to be angry with that. Hearts of people and commands of hearts of people, it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody has it. There is one thing that Allah has not given in the hands of anybody, that is command of the heart. That is in His hands. If He likes, He's going to make the people's hearts mold towards somebody. And if He likes to take the love of somebody from the hearts of people out, so He's going to be just isolated. He will have no meaning of that. So let us be in concern of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please Him and follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be obedient to Him and have fear of Him and guard ourselves in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Keep those important principles in our life in practicing. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us with Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give in our hearts love of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Make Imam of the age pleased with us. Give us opportunity that we can be raised on the day of judgment with Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. For the love of Imam Ali ibn al-Hadi, please say another salawat.